how identifying circumgalactic gas by line of sight velocity instead of the location in 3D space affects OV measurements, by Stephanie H. Ho et al. The high incidence rate of the OV lambda 1032, 1038 absorption around low redshift, approximate light-year L-caret-asterisk star-forming galaxies has generated interest in studies of the circumgalactic medium. We use the high-resolution Eagle cosmological simulation to analyze the circumgalactic OV gas around Z-approximate light-year 0.3 star-forming galaxies. Motivated by the limitation that observations do not reveal where the gas lies along the line of sight, we compare the OV measurements produced by gas within fixed distances around galaxies and by gas selected using line-of-sight velocity cuts commonly adopted by observers. We show that gas selected by a velocity cut of PM300 km/s-1 or PM500 km/s-1 produces a higher OV column density, a flatter column density profile, and a higher covering fraction compared to gas within 1, 2, or 3 times the virial radius, r_vir, of galaxies. The discrepancy increases with impact parameter and worsens for lower mass galaxies. For example, compared to the gas within 2r_vir, identifying the gas using velocity cuts of 200 to 500 km/s-1 increases the OV column density by 0.2 dex, 0.1 dex, at 1r_vir to over 0.75 dex, 0.7 dex, at approximate light year 2r_vir for galaxies with stellar masses of 10^-9 - 10^-9.5 m_Oddo. 10^-10^-10.5 m_Oddo. We furthermore estimate that excluding OV outside r_vir decreases the circumgalactic oxygen mass measured by Tumlinson et al. 2011, by over 50%. Our results demonstrate that gas at large line-of-sight separations but selected by conventional velocity windows has significant effects on the OV measurements and may not be observationally distinguishable from gas near the galaxies. This was how identifying circumgalactic gas by line-of-sight velocity instead of the location in 3D space affects OV measurements, by Stephanie H. Ho et al.